Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and you've been thinking about fall again.
I have. It's my favorite season. So in particular, I've been thinking about heirloom apples. We have tons of different kinds of apples in the store, right? But there were hundreds and hundreds more than that that have been grown over the years. And many of them taste delicious, but fell out of favor because they didn't travel well or they didn't look as pretty as consumers wanted, these perfect, round, shiny apples. But a lot of them taste way better than today's apples. So I've been on a little bit of an heirloom apple hunting excursion.
Where do you find heirloom apples?
Well, so I knew about some, I knew about Christmas Cove orchards up in northern Michigan, and I knew about Satsuma out near Grand Rapids, but I just found one near me. It's Albert Orchards and Cider Mill in Manchester. So I went on a little excursion and I picked up some apples and I've had a couple little apple tastings with my friends. And one of my favorites inspired me to make a cocktail.
So you've got this heirloom apple. I guess you have to figure out what it tastes like and what drink it might be good in.
Right. So the apple that we're using in this drink is called the Carmine de Sonneville. And it's developed in the Netherlands in about 1949. So it is the child of the Cox's Orange Pippin. And this is a classic apple from 1825 from England. And it is kind of like the standard bearer for all apples. This is the quintessential what apples should taste like. So it was crossed with the Jonathan back in 1949, and the result was this Carmine de Sonneville, which to me is kind of like what a Granny Smith wishes it could be. It's quite tart, but it's still juicy instead of dry and just has this really lovely apple flavor.
Okay, so what'd you do with it?
Well, I've had a cocktail that I've been making over the years, and it's called the La Manzana, and it is a tequila cocktail with apple. So I used our friends from tequila, Cabresto Tequila. I used their product in this, their silver tequila, an ounce and a half of that. First, I muddled about a sixth of that apple. The Carmine apples are really big. Normally, you'd want about a quarter of an apple. Because this one was so big, I used about a sixth.
Now, when you say muddle, I mean...
So you
don't just put it in there, a slice of it, they're smashing. What do you do?
Right. So the first thing I did was I cut it up into pieces so I didn't have to work quite so hard. And then I just went at it with my muddler, really trying to get a lot of that juice out and to really pulp it up. So first that, then the ounce and a half of the Cabresto tequila. And because this is a tequila cocktail, we're using a couple other ingredients that go well with tequila. So I used some agave nectar, just a bar spoon of that to sweeten it. Some mole bitters from Bitterman's, which have some kind of spicy chocolate notes, which work well with tequila. And then shook that all up before topping it off with a Michigan hard apple cider. This is something that a friend just brought to my house last night. It's a bourbon barrel cider from Northville Winery. And it's quite tart and dry. It's almost more in the style of a European cider. And with that tart apple, I thought this would be a really nice pairing. There's no citrus in this drink, but when you taste it, you'll see that it's got a lot of tartness from the combination of the apple and the cider.
Okay, well, I guess that means that's my cue. That's funky.
Tastes to me a little bit like an apple margarita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the apple, because of the cider and the apple, it's really present, but it's a different kind of apple taste than I've had before.
Absolutely, because that combination with the tequila isn't at all what you expect. And if you make this at home and you use a different apple and you use a different cider, you're going to get a totally different drink, which for me is a great part of the fun with it, right? You can play with whatever heirloom or not heirloom apples you manage to find this season and whatever dry, hard cider that you like.
That's brilliant. Thanks for making it.
Cheers.